Dialogues, a show that features narratives from everyday people and their journey towards learning a language. I'm your host, Milo Falcone.
Hi, and welcome back to Catnap Dialogues. In today's episode, I have yet another successful immigrant and former refugee, State Representative Hubert Vo. Hubert Vo represents District 149 in Harris County, and District 149 is located in the southwest of Houston, in the state of Texas, of course. Hubert has devoted most of his time to advocate for education, healthcare, public safety, and economic development. Hubert Vo speaks Spanish, Vietnamese, French, and of course, English. Now, Hubert Vo is pretty humble, but he is the first and only Vietnamese American to be elected to the Texas legislature. Now, let's get this episode started.
Hubert Vo, I came to America in 1975. Went to University of Houston, graduated with the bachelor degree in mechanical engineering. And during my course of professional jobs, I end up having my own business. I'm a developer and owning properties, and also I am an elected official. I'm holding a position currently. I started out in 2005 and currently I'm still holding a position as a state representative in the state of Texas. I was born in Saigon, Vietnam. It's right below China. South of China and west of Cambodia and Laos.
So that's pretty cool that you're like a state official. Thank you so much for giving me the time to interview to you today.
You're welcome.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself in terms of like where do you consider yourself from?
Yeah, I was born in Vietnam and I kind of grew up here almost all my life and went to college here, have business in Houston forever. And also I'm kind of giving back to the area that I am living in as a state representative. Got elected in 2005 until now.
How many years have you lived in the United States?
Came here in 1975, so this is 2022, so you do the math.
Under what conditions did you come to the States?
I came as a refugee with my parents and six of us. We have to run away from the communist Vietnam. If we stay behind, my parents will end up either dead or in jail forever.
What is your first language? I don't want to assume anything.
Okay, my first language is Vietnamese. Second language is French. Third language is English. And the fourth language is Spanish.
Do you think you have an accent?
I believe I do, yeah. As a person born in different country, if you end up speaking different languages, people can pick up the accent.
When and where did you first learn English?
I learned English in Vietnam when I was in high school. Yeah, it's in Vietnam, in high school in Vietnam, we're required to take two different foreign languages.
Do you think that when you came here, you had the ability to fluently communicate?
I won't say that I was fluent when I first came here, but I was able to communicate in English with people here. So they can understand me clearly, and I can understand them also. So I was in French high school.
Oh, okay.
So French was my just like my native language. And then the first foreign language was Vietnamese, and the second foreign language was English.
So would you say that the kind of education that you got in Vietnam, was that accessible for everybody or just to you and your family and your resources?
Probably for a small group only, because most Vietnamese in Vietnam, they speak, they learn from Vietnamese school, and they also had a choice of two foreign languages, and most of them were taking English and either French or Switzerland, Swiss. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you were like in a private school.
Yes, I was in private school.
Okay. Would you like to share any cultural facts about Vietnam, any traditions of language?
Right, Vietnam, we have only one language, which is Vietnam. And there, of course, there were people from different countries living in Vietnam also, like Chinese and Malaysia and the French, the English people, and many other countries live in Vietnam by that time too. So kind of a mix, but Vietnamese language was the main language.
It's always,
Vietnam,
so there's no dialects in
other there was no dialect.
Okay, all right, so it's pretty uniform.
Right.
Okay, that's good to know.
But there's different different accents, because different regions, we had like three different regions. I was born in the south, so I speak with a southern accent. Mm-hmm. And people in the middle and in the north, they have different accents. And sometimes I have problem hearing, understanding what they talk about. Even people from Vietnam in different regions come out here also sometimes. I consider them having a strong accent, and I have, it would take me a little while to understand what they are saying.
Oh, wow.
Now, Hubert is probably referring to the following. There are three major dialects spoken within Vietnam. Hanoi, which is spoken in the northern part of Vietnam. Hue, and pardon me if I'm saying it wrong, which is spoken in the central part of Vietnam. And of course, Saigon, which is spoken in the southern part of Vietnam. And this is not according to me, this is according to UPenn. The northern dialect, or the forms of it, are the basis of the standard language and is the prestige dialect. Anyways, let's carry on with this interview.
What would you say differentiates the north and the south and the middle region, I guess?
Vietnam was divided into two different regions, the north and the south. The north were communist, and they took over the south, so the whole Vietnam now is under the Communist Party. But Vietnam, we had three different regions, the south, the central, and the north. Those are the three different areas in Vietnam, and people in those three different regions, they speak with different accent. And sometimes the people in the middle of, in the central of Vietnam, had a very difficult accent to understand. So I can understand the people speaking with a northern accent. I can understand them easily, much easier than the people from the central part of Vietnam.
Hmm.
Yeah, they different, very, very different accents. But to me, the people from the central region in Vietnam had stronger accent, very, very, very unique accent.
Now, Mr. Vo mentioned he had attended University of Houston. So I wanted to know if going to school helped him develop his linguistic competency. And this is what he had to say.
Yes, of course. You live among people speaking English, and so you pick it up the language. You pick up the language very quickly, and of course, when what the English that we learn from Vietnam has a different accent and different tones. But when I first came to Texas, especially in the accent is a little bit different from the, of course, the English language.
Yeah.
So, of course, had difficulties understanding a few words.
Okay. Yeah, I get that a lot from people.
Yeah.
Mainly because they learn British English.
Right, exactly. We all learn English from the British, right? I believe some sort of English, British English. But coming to America, and if especially in Texas, it's very strong accent. To yes. me, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Now, of course, I also wanted to ask Mr. Vo if he recalls any moment of his life in which he was made to feel different because of the way he spoke or sounded. And this is his comment.
Right now I speak English with still with an accent, but you know, I myself, I'm very confident about my ability, my education, and the way that I'm working hard, continue to have education all the time. So if, of course, there's discrimination everywhere, that's what you're asking about. But of course, there's discrimination everywhere. But even if you go to Vietnam, look at you, a foreigner, you know, they discriminate against you too. So coming to a different country, I mean, of course, that's kind of natural. And but you kind of let go, you know, just don't pay attention to it. As long as you present yourself, you have an education, and you're working hard, you can feel very confident and just move on. Just forget about people with hatred
mm-hmm.
and with discrimination. Just forget about them. Just move on. I don't remember because I didn't. Of course, a few times, but you know, I didn't pay much attention. Yeah, I didn't pay much attention to those things.
Okay.
I say I'm gonna move on. That's I have my own education. I was very proud of my education. Even when I came here, I was able to finish my bachelor degree, and with a few trade schools,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very proud of what I can learn here in America, and be successful. So, what the heck? You know, I always try to practice and to speak it not the right way, but with a right accent. But as a person not born from the country, you can't prevent from having an accent. So you have to just try to improve upon it all the time, but just don't let it bother you. And just as long as you do the right thing, try to study hard, work hard, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just the heck with all the criticisms, you know? So
that's good to know.
Now, I mentioned previously that Vo is the first Vietnamese American elected to the Texas legislature, but he is not the first Vietnamese American to be elected federally. And these were his comments.
The first two Vietnamese, there was one during the same time,
mm-hmm.
was elected as the state representative also in California.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first two Vietnamese by that time.
Well, unlike many of my participants, Vo is he's an elected official. So I was wondering if he had to learn how to speak in a certain manner, you know, as he developed politically as a politician. And this is what he had to say.
Yes, I have to learn about politics and different things involved in the state and in the area that I represent. So it was a learning curve for me. I learned very quickly and tried to understand all aspects.
What would you suggest to somebody who's interested in running for office, who also has an accent and maybe they're also an immigrant or a refugee like us? What would you tell them, like, how to prepare for speeches?
You know, it's always you have to be disciplined, working hard, and also try to admit your what you call try to improve all the time. You know, if you know that's your mistake or something you need to improve on, upon, you always have to adjust yourself.
So would you say that in the process you also were open to criticism and you had a team behind you helping you?
Exactly. Okay. You always need to have a team around you to show you the right thing. And you have to listen to your team. Yeah. And just improve it.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to share about your country or stereotypes that you would like to debunk?
I say it doesn't matter. You are here in America. Is a foreigner coming to America or not born here or any other countries in the world? I mean, don't pay attention to criticism regarding how you don't look the same as other people. And also, you might speak with a different accent, but don't let it bother you. Just do the right thing. First thing is from my family, my father always emphasized the importance of education and also be truthful and work hard. So just those three things, I think it helps me in life. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I think those are all my questions. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
You know, see you on the other side.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Don't worry. I have some cool facts about Vietnam. In ancient Vietnamese, Viet is used to refer to fairies and dragons. Scholars believe this is referencing how Vietnamese people came into being. And according to legend, they are descended from dragons and fairies. Well, that's pretty cool. Vietnamese used to be written in an edited version of Chinese characters because of China's domination over the area. However, the language was Latinized in the French colonization time. Using Latin alphabet is one of the main factors that makes Vietnamese approachable to many learners, especially those from Western countries. The Vietnamese alphabet contains 29 letters, like the Latin alphabet, but F, J, W, and Z are not included. Here's one of my favorite ones. Vietnamese food has a good variety of choices, using fresh herbs, lots of vegetables, and avoiding oil in their meals. Their food is considered to be one of the healthiest cuisines. That is because Vietnamese cuisine is generally known for its strict and often choosy vegetable choices. That's everything for today. I hope you learned some fun facts and you enjoyed the interview. A special thanks to Hubert Vo for joining me. I know he's very busy. Until next time. This episode was produced by me, Milo Falcone, and music by DJ Young, and Chill by Sakura. Until next time.